such an asshole.
Today's video brought to you in part by Sanity is the Future of Wealth. It is a very short, it's an essay. You can find it cheap on paperback Kindle. I don't think Audible. No Audible. Because today we live in an insane world. Actually, and of course I promote my stuff because I want to make money, but this would be very apropos for those of you who are sick and tired of root beer float stuff. Go get that short, nice little read and you learn to enjoy the decline. This is one that I had to charge a little bit for this one because it comes from Arkady, you know, our Ashkenazi Jewish agent in the field who never sends me easy ones. They're always difficult. And then he pays. Give him a high price. He's not going to pay this. And he pays. I'm like, damn it. But the answer is actually pretty simple. I think I found the answer. Hi, Aaron. I have another video request. Please provide a quote. Why do you think so many massive protests are taking place all over Europe over COVID restrictions, vaccine mandates, etc., yet virtually none in the United States? Moreover, in such places like San Francisco, the majority appears to actually want to have more mandates, restrictions to make sure they are safe. Would you think that the U.S. is overall more rebellious and more freedom-oriented than the rest of the world, yet France, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland are the ones that have all the action when it comes to the anti-root beer flow protests? Thanks, Arkady. And so, so I had to look it up. And I had a theory, and it turned out to be correct. Now, if you look in the link below, this is, let me post it here. It is a time lapse. Oh, no, that's not it. That's not it. Darn it. Well, if you go to the link down below, the first one, I think it's the Financial Times. What they do is they have a time elapsing map, and it's color-coded showing how strict, stringent the COVID restrictions were. And what you see in Europe is the United States is very consistent. It slowly ramped up incrementally, stabilized, slowly went down. If you look at Europe, it was because there's like, you know, a bunch of individual countries and all that. Now, the United States, you also had the ability to travel interstate-wise. And I remember this, like I was in Nevada, they had mask mandates, and I'm going to Utah. And we're like, hey, America. And it was a good time. And you hopped in over Colorado and tumbleweeds are blowing and nobody was open. I'm like, I'm going back to Utah. Yay. But yeah, it was jerking people around. That's what it was. And it's one thing if you just, all right, here's the rule. This is what we're going to do. All right, you can go to free states like Texas or Florida or South Dakota. And if you this is the great American experiment. If you value safety over freedom, you can go to California, New York. Or here's a foreign concept. Maybe you just stay home. Don't tell other people to do what to do with their bodies. Huh? Is that familiar? Huh? But yeah, Europe, they were jerking them around, yanking them back and forth. And it goes like, it was an orange maroon color palette. So white was no restriction. Then like dark maroon was like 100% lockdown. And so you see China immediately spike up, and then other kind of countries kind of follow suit. The United States, I don't even think, got to dark maroon. But Europe was not only oscillating multiple times, but different countries at different times. And I can guarantee you that's why. Because it's like, dude, you make up your mind. I should have watched Australia. I think Australia just went maroon and stayed there. And then went plaid. If anyone gets that joke. Eh, no, I was going to get that. So there you go. That's because Americans are complacent. That might be true. That might be it too. All right, there you go. Questions, answers, AssholeConsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.